Glenn Raby is the CEO and co-founder of Yellowfin. It's a global business intelligence software vendor headquartered and developed in Melbourne. Glenn started his career in the data analysis and strategy field for NAB in 1996. In 2003, frustrated with the complexity and cost he found many clients struggling with when implementing and using traditional business intelligence tools, he decided to establish Yellowfin. His combination of worldwide experience, visionary thinking and data-driven pragmatism has positioned him as one of Australia's most preeminent industry commentators. Glenn holds a Masters of Commerce from the University of Melbourne, a postgraduate diploma in Industrial Relations and Human Resources, and an undergraduate degree in Arts Commerce. Please welcome Glenn Raby.
Thank you, everyone. So to start with, just next one, clicker. A little bit about Yellowfin before we do sort of kick off, really. So we've been in the business for about 13 years. We have over 2 million users globally and about 10,000 customers. And for me, this journey, as we just mentioned before, did start at NAB and I personally absolutely love data, and its big driver for me is understanding organizations from a data perspective. One thing I'm definitely not good at and unlikely to do is really managing risk, as you can see by the crutches, so actuarialism was definitely out for me. But really, the idea about data and how it can improve businesses is nothing new to you. But I think there's a real difference in the way organizations today are approaching that. And I think being an actuarialist, you guys are at the forefront of that. And that really is the opportunities that exist for people with your skill sets within data science, et cetera, are growing exponentially. And some of the conversations just prior to me are really touching on that. So how are all organizations thinking about optimizing what they do, not just thinking about risk and insurance, but in all manner parts of their business? And the skill sets that you bring and the understanding of data and the ability to model and think about behaviors and think about all of the interactions that organizations have, not just with their customers, but with their suppliers, is some of the value add that you have and that you can bring to this. But really today, I'm going to talk about just a simple example of this, and we've sort of touched on it a little bit along the way, and that's really thinking about how does data science become far more productionized. So when I started at NAB and I worked in risk for a while, what we had was a whole lot of systems that essentially were not specifically connected to each other. So you have banking transactional systems, you've got loan origination processes, etc., but they don't really all sort of hang together in terms of a full risk profile of the customer. So the banker that is making choices about loans, etc., had very, very minimal data about the customer and what that customer's risk profile was, etc. And so what we did then, we kind of ran these processes externally through a data warehouse project. We did a whole lot of risk segmentation, etc., and we sort of generally tried to feed that back. But the challenge we had as an organization was that this was not an end-to-end flow. And I think what I'm seeing today, ultimately, is that we're seeing these end-to-end flows being created now in organizations. And I think that's the huge, huge difference. And for me, the way I think about that is really the productionization of data science, is that when we look at a business process today, we're looking at it really end-to-end rather than being disjointed processes that occur. We are thinking very much about the data we're collecting. We're trying to optimize that. So, if we just think about the example from Huddle just then, is if you're doing claims processing that quickly, you're building your models into that process, I'm assuming, from the get-go. And that's the big difference of organizations today. You are literally building data science into the processes that run those businesses rather than being something that's tacked on the end that manually gets fed back in. And UnderwriteMe is a customer of ours in the UK, and they do just that. So a really quite fascinating business. They sort of came tangentially into the insurance space, And really from their perspective was they were just looking at the process. They were just thinking about how do people apply for life insurance? What are the issues associated with that? How do we optimize that? And so they deconstructed that whole industry. They sort of thought about it from end to end. And what they do today is they provide their facility to a whole range of insurers, as you can see below. And essentially all of these insurers use the same platform, which can be rebranded. So if you go to Canada Life, you're going to be applying for life insurance online. But it's the same platform that's running RSA or Scottish Provident, etc. The benefit that Underwrite Me gets out of this is they collect data for all of these insurers simultaneously. So they run the platform and they get to benchmark all the way through the platform. And as underwriters, as actuaries who actually sit behind these processes, those that work in each of these insurers get to optimize those processes almost in real time. And that's really the exciting piece here. So we've gone from manually completing applications. So again, the old life insurance, here's your 400-page form, go visit your doctor, et cetera, et cetera. They can take most of that and put it all online in really quite a simple interface that is a little bit fun to use. You can't quite see it there, but they have actually tried to sort of iconize it and make it really a bit more interesting and intuitive for end users to go through this process. And really the idea here is obviously taking a paper-based process, putting it online, and trying to have end users, so that the actual the customers, being able to complete an application end-to-end without having to leave that interface, without having to go to a doctor, without having to get additional information, etc. The key to that, as you probably all be aware, is just thinking about those application processes. What are the questions you ask? How does that identify risk within that population? And how do you measure that over time? So along with that, so as people apply for those, do those applications, Underwrite Me is collecting data from every one of those applications, benchmarking it internally, benchmarking it externally, and allowing actuaries to basically update and change those processes almost in real time. So what used to take months from turnaround to go back to IT and go, you know what, we need to update our process, we're introducing risk into this application process, can we change that, et cetera, et cetera. So anywhere from a 3 to 6 months change cycle. Using this methodology now, using analytics built in, using the algorithms that they've built that sit behind the scenes, actuaries now can change this within 30 minutes. So they can continually update the application process, refine it to really fit the risk profile that their organisation is looking for and personalise it to their own organisation. And although this is just an example, what I love about this story is that ultimately we're taking what was a prosaic process, a paper-based process, and reimagining it from the get-go and actually thinking, how do you optimize every step of the way? How do you really improve the straight-through processing? How do you ensure that the organization manages still to achieve its risk targets but optimize the number of customers that it can take on board at the same time? And this really can only occur today because of all the technology that's available to us. And this is a case of really thinking about, again, fully re-engineering that. And it's just a simple example of every opportunity that exists in every organization. And so having used life insurance, it could be any organization. It could be optimization of customer acquisition for telcos, for banks, for, basically managing patient outcomes, etc. And I think that's really, for me, is what I find so exciting about the era that we live in today, is that the people with skill sets such as yourselves can make such massive and meaningful contributions to businesses if you think a little bit outside the box. You think about all the different organisations that exist out there that today, quite frankly, don't have access to the skill sets that you have. They haven't even thought about using skill sets that you have. But your ability to go and completely re-engineer these businesses and help them and understand how they can optimize their businesses is what I think is a really, really exciting time and frame to be in. And so the result of all of that from Underwrite Me is fundamentally a 30% increase on profitability for organizations that use that platform. And that is a massive, massive change, obviously, from where they were prior. And really, ultimately, a very, very simple process, but stringing together all the technologies that are needed for that outcome. And so, given I'm last, I had the least amount of slides, just to help you all out, and would love to take some questions, and we'll go from there.